The Immaculate Conception, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Holy light on earth's horizon, star of hope to fallen man, light amid a world of shadow, dawn of God's redemptive plan, chosen from the eternal ages, thou alone of all our race, by thy Son's atoning merits, was conceived in perfect grace. Mother of the world's Redeemer, promised from the dawn of time, how could one so highly favoured share the guilt of Adam's crime? Sun and moon and stars adorn thee, sinless Eve, triumphant sign, thou art she who crushed the serpent, Mary, pledge of life divine. Earth below and highest heaven, praise the splendour of thy state, thou who now art crowned in glory, wast conceived immaculate. Hail, beloved of the Father, mother of his only Son, mystic bride of love eternal, hail thou fair and spotless one. You are fair, O Mary, without original sin. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my Master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are fair, O Mary, without original sin. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the highest honour of our race. Psalm 129. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchman for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are the glory of Jerusalem, you are the joy of Israel, you are the highest honour of our race. Your garments are white as snow, your face shines like the sun. A Canticle from Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your garments are white as snow, your face shines like the sun. A reading from Romans chapter 5. As our fault was amplified, grace has been more amply bestowed than ever, that so, where guilt held its reign of death, justifying grace should reign instead, to bring us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Responsory. By this I shall know that you have chosen me. By this I shall know that you have chosen me. If my enemy does not shout in triumph over me, by this I shall know that you have chosen me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. By this I shall know that you have chosen me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us praise God the Father, who chose Mary as the mother of his Son and wanted all generations to call her blessed. With confidence we pray, may the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Father, you did great things for the Virgin Mary and brought her body and soul to the glory of heaven. Fill the hearts of your children with the hope of Christ's glory. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Through the prayers of Mary, our Mother, heal the sick, comfort the sorrowful, pardon sinners, grant peace and salvation to all. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You looked on Mary and made her the Mother of Mercy. May those who are in danger experience the depth of her love. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You called Mary to be the mother in the house of Jesus and Joseph. Through her prayers, help all mothers to make their homes places of love and holiness. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You exalted the Virgin Mary and crowned her Queen of Heaven. May the dead enter your kingdom and rejoice with your saints forever. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the privilege of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, which preserved her from the stain of sin by the power of Christ's redeeming death and prepared her to be the Mother of God. Grant that through her prayers we ourselves may come to you cleansed from all sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.